My Oak Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Friends, having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz up and become a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. And this is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
Try it. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
All drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer.
Progress seems to be the order of the day in this country of ours. Even the city of Wistful Vista has a brand new shiny medical building. And here walking toward it are your friends Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Come on, McGee, let's cross while we've got the light.
Yeah. Boy, that new medical building sure is a beaut, isn't it? Doc Gamble moves his offices over here. He'll probably have
Hurry, dearie. Look what time it is. 3:10, and we promised the doctor we'd meet him here at 3:00.
10 minutes won't make any difference. All he wants us to do is look over the offices with him and tell him what we think. The building is still here. It's not going anyplace.
Well, I just hate to be late, that's all. We told him 3:00.
Now just relax, Tootsie. I don't see the old lard tub standing around anyplace, so he's late himself. That's his car there, isn't it?
Yes, he probably went right on up to the offices in the tower. Dr. Gamble's a busy man, McGee.
Oh.
He doesn't have time to wait around for people who won't put on the handiest necktie but have to spend 20 minutes picking out one that matches their eyes.
My sparkling blue eyes have nothing to do with it. It's this suit. You know this is the only tie I've got that goes with this suit, Molly. This conservative gray tie with the green polka dots and the red fishing boat on the blue water.
All right, let's hurry.
With the red, white, and blue swordfish jumping.
All right.
Well, gee whiz, why is everybody mad at me?
Nobody's mad at you, sweetheart, but let's get on upstairs to those tower offices. You know how anxious Dr. Gamble was for us to see them before he decided whether to take one or not.
Okay, come on in.
My, my. Isn't this a plushy-looking building? A carpet in the lobby.
Yeah, and look at those easy chairs. Even got a waiting room for waiting for the elevator.
Thank goodness we don't have to wait. There's an elevator open and ready to go.
Oh, one of them do-it-ourselves elevators, huh?
No, I'll operate it, McGee. I'll do it.
Okay. If you want to push the buttons, go ahead and push the buttons. Gee whiz, just because I had a little trouble one time in one of these things.
Get in.
Wasn't my fault that bell went off and somebody called the cops. All I wanted to do was get out. How'd I know the word emerge on the button meant emergency? If they mean emergency, why don't they say
emergency? Watch the doors.
Oh, okay. Did you push tower? That's above the top floor, you know.
Yes.
Number 12 is the top floor, but that's not the tower, you know. This button here is...
I pushed it.
Good. Boy, I love to ride in elevators ever since I was a kid. Hey, what's this little sign here?
Where?
I'll read it to you. It says, danger. Doors close very fast, so when you get out, watch it. Signed Little Joe and Tiny Tim. Formerly Big Sam.
What?
Don't you get it, kiddo? I made the whole thing up. But ain't it amusing? Doors closed so fast they made two little guys out of one big one.
Oh, tain't funny, McGee.
I thought it was a comical idea myself.
Oh. My goodness, are we there already? I hardly felt that we were going up at all.
We weren't. This is the basement.
Basement?
Holy
hey, get
smoke.
Them ash cans out of the way, will you, Harry?
How'd we get down here?
I don't know. You pushed the button.
And when are you going to empty the trash?
Now, you see, mistakes in elevator operating could happen to anyone.
I can't understand it. I pushed tower.
Yeah, get to work, Harry. Hold it, folks. Going up.
Oh, someone down here pushed the button between the time we got in and...
Made it. Hi, kids.
Well, of all people.
Hi, old-timer. Don't tell me you make deliveries.
Yep, here too. Boy, am I glad to see you, Johnny. Give me a hand with these root beer cases, will you?
Huh? Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy.
Now, watch it, Johnny. Don't break them empties. Just paid company refund on them. Step back, will you, daughter? You're blocking the door.
I know, but we're due up in the tower offices to meet Dr. Gamble, and we're 15 minutes late now.
Yeah, old-timer. I wonder if you'd mind if
this
we just got...
Just take a minute, kids. As soon as we get these 15 cases piled up in here...
Hey!
Johnny here helps me unload them onto my truck. It's upstairs right out in front. Get those other six, will you, Johnny? I'll stack these.
Ah, oh, heavenly day.
In just a minute, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins. But one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Kids, and thanks a lot.
Okay. Phew. Well, I'm pushed.
Well, he is an old man, and those cases were heavy.
You're telling me.
I watched for Dr. Gamble. He hasn't come down, so he's waiting for us up there, I suppose.
I suppose so.
Come on, here's the elevator. I buzzed for it when I saw you two climb down off the truck and shake hands.
We weren't shaking hands. I was giving him a dime.
Giving him a dime?
To shut him up. I broke five bottles, and he claimed the deposit was 2 cents a bottle.
Come on, get in the elevator. Let's get upstairs.
Hold it, let go of that, please.
Oh, dear, another delay.
Well, at least he's going the same direction we are.
Would you mind dropping me off at my dentist? Tooth killed me.
Oh, not at all, sir. We're going to the tower offices, so if you'd like to press your floor first.
Thank you. It's the eighth floor.
Oh, eight, huh?
That's this button here, dearie.
I know an eight when I see one, Molly. Watch the door.
Oh, you poor man.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't help it. My tooth hurts so.
I beg your pardon?
He said he's terribly sorry, but he couldn't help it. His tooth hurts so.
Oh.
That's okay, bud. You go right ahead and groan. Make all the noise you want.
I'm sure your dentist will fix it, sir.
Probably the dentist is worrying it more than the tooth itself. Some of them drills they use.
McGee, stop
it. I'm sorry. We'll be there in a minute, bud. We just passed the fifth floor, so if you want eight, we'll be there.
The tooth is bad enough, but if you don't mind when you move back, it's hard on my foot.
What did he say, dearie?
He said his tooth is bad enough, but if you don't mind, would you move back a little? You're standing on his foot.
What? Oh, dear, I'm sorry. He means you, McGee.
Huh? Oh, excuse me, bud. I didn't realize. Oh, here we are. Eighth floor. Good luck with the dentist. You what?
Gotta get down again. Gotta put a nickel in the fire meter.
What is it, dearie? Why doesn't he get out?
Well, I'm all silly. He wants us to take him down again. He forgot to put a nickel in the parking meter. Oh, if this isn't the silliest.
Hooray, we finally made it. The tower floor, all out.
My gosh, it's about time. Look at that, 3:45. 35 minutes we've been trying
come
to
on,
get up.
Come on, let's hurry. Those are the new offices right down the hall.
You're sure Doc didn't leave? I mean, he might have went down while we were coming up.
I hope not. Come on, let's go in.
Okay.
My goodness, 45 minutes late. Oh, hello, Miss Ogilvy.
Hello, Mr. McGee. Mr. McGee, so glad you could get here.
Well, it hasn't been easy, sis, believe me.
Dr. Gamble was afraid you wouldn't be able to come, and he does value your opinion so much, you know.
Well, I'm sorry we're so late, but we got stuck.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. The doctor won't be here himself till 5.
Huh?
He tried to call, but you'd already left. So he asked me to drive his car over here and ask if you'd mind sort of looking around and waiting.
What? Well, of all the...
McGee.
Well, of all the lovely offices, this is really one. Don't you think so, my dear?
Yes, indeed. Spacious, attractive, nice lighting, but if he has to wait till his patients come up in that elevator, man, he'd starve to death. Of all the silly elevators...
Bibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
You know, headaches, of course, aren't contagious, but they sure do get around, don't they? And when a headache gets around to you, the thing you want most of all is relief, right? Well, then just make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Yes, because gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief of a headache. For one thing, Alka-Seltzer is a liquid when you take it. And because it's a liquid, Alka-Seltzer gets into your system right away to bring you relief right away. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is ready to go to work as soon as you drink it. So remember, ladies, when a headache gets around to you, get to feeling good again. Take Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer at your drug counter. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
I'm so glad Dr. Gamble decided not to move into that plushy new office building, McGee.
Me too. I like his old office fine. You know, that old office of his, well, it sort of looks like Doc, you know?
Sure.
Kind of homey looking, comfortable looking, like Doc. I've had a lot of laughs in that old office of his, kiddo, you know that?
Yeah, I guess you have.
Like the time I pried open his stethoscope and put the cricket inside of it, you remember? Doc sent 5 patients out for asthma prescriptions and... then he told his nurse he had such a buzzing in his ears, he thought he'd better go lie down.
I don't think that was very funny, McGee.
Well, Doc didn't either. In fact, when he finally found out what I'd done, he got so mad I thought he'd bust. Me, over the head.
I would have.
He would have, too, if I hadn't run out in his storeroom, locked the door, and climbed out through the window. Boy, if he was in them tower offices on the 13th floor, whoo! I'm sure glad he's going to stay where he is.
Yes.
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson. Miss Ogilvy was Marion Richmond, and the man with the toothache was Jack Moyles. This is John Wald, hoping you've enjoyed your visit and inviting you to be back with us again tomorrow. Mystery solved. A 500,000 victims of multiple sclerosis, MS for short, await these words. They are the sufferers from this baffling disease which cripples as it strikes. They are the young adults between 20 and 49 who suddenly and without warning are attacked by this disease of the central nervous system. Success in the fight against multiple sclerosis depends on clinical research, education, and patient aid. The program of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. The 1956 MS Hope Chest goal is $2.5 million for research, diagnostic and treatment clinics, and rehabilitation. Your help is desperately needed. Give now to MS, care of your local postmaster.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.